Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, June 22. Coming up, Jamaica still in post-Brexit talks with the UK. Disco to spend $3 billion on special economic zone in St. Elizabeth and Gansu Industrial Park to be environmentally friendly. The news in detail after the break.
Driver, you can't go around them.
Lady, I don't buy license this, you know.
But me have reached NHT before them close or me late with my mortgage.
Relax yourself. Use your phone, download the NHT app, pay your mortgage, and you're gone clear.
On my phone?
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your mortgage, pay contributions, and much more right where you are. Download today.
NHT, the key to your home.
Now the news. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the Economic Partnership Agreement EPA signed among CARIFORUM states and the European Union will still be of importance to Jamaica post-Brexit. Senator Johnson-Smith says the agreement has yielded significant trading services for the country and has increased the participation of Jamaican artists in Croatia, Poland, Sweden and Belgium, in addition to their traditional participation in the UK and Germany.
We feel confident that in addition to those entertainment services, as well as our export destinations of Netherlands, France, Sweden, and Latvia in respect of goods, primarily alumina, that EPA remains relevant to us in that context, in the context of EU 27.
Minister Johnson-Smith was speaking at a press conference at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade earlier this week. The EPA was established to create a free trade area between the EU and the African, Caribbean and Pacific Group of States, ACP. The Caribbean Forum, CARIFORUM, a subgroup of the ACP states, comprises the 15 Caribbean Community CARICOM member countries and the Dominican Republic. Meanwhile, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says technical meetings between Jamaica and the UK on matters surrounding Brexit are going well. She says significant progress was made in March this year between the two technical teams, with only three issues still in need of further discussions.
So the UK has relied on an EU negotiating machinery for decades and therefore is now having to rebuild its own negotiating machinery, and that takes national capacity. There is a legal context within which they operate, whereby they cannot formally negotiate with any third party until they have left the EU. And we therefore are having technical discussions with them, not negotiations.
Minister Johnson-Smith says while the UK has indicated that its priorities for the first 2 years post-Brexit will include seeking free trade agreements with larger markets such as the US, China, India and Canada, work will continue to secure certainty of trade with Jamaica. Jiquan Iron and Steel Company Jisco plans to invest over $3 billion to develop the Gansu Industrial Park and Special Economic Zone in Nain, St. Elizabeth. The park, expected to generate 60,000 jobs, will be pivotal to Jamaica's Logistics Hub initiative, being spearheaded by the Jamaica Special Economic Zone Authority, JCESA. Chairman of the JCESA, Metri Siaga, says the development of the park will involve the establishment of a bauxite alumina refinery and an electricity plant to provide power.
And I think it is important that we as Jamaicans understand the game changer that this is going to be. It is going to transform not only St. Elizabeth, but all the towns around it. And most importantly, this is not just a company, but this has the backing of the government of China.
The Gansu Industrial Park and Special Economic Zone is one of the largest being developed by the Special Economic Zone Authority. Work to establish the park is expected to get underway by year end. And chairman of the Jamaica Special Economic Zone Authority, Metri Siaga, says Jiquan Iron and Steel Company, Jisco, has committed to ensuring that the Gansu Industrial Park is environmentally friendly. Mr. Siaga says, among other things, liquefied natural gas will be used to generate power for the electricity plant at the facility.
The vice governor who we met with made it very clear that this was not going to be a concrete jungle. And they were going to make sure that this was ecologically friendly, lots of green space. So those were encouraging signs.
The development of the Gansu Industrial Park and Special Economic Zone in Nain, St. Elizabeth is part of a wider project also targeting housing developments. Based on the key summary findings of the Logistics Hub Initiative Master Plan, three new towns will be created around the Special Economic Zones, expected to positively impact approximately 75,000 households and 220,000 residents. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.